Welcome, everyone, to the closing plenary of Rebuilding the Left. Before I introduce our speakers, I'm David McNally, here on behalf of the conference organizing committee. Thing I'd like to do is to briefly thank those folks who've helped to fund the event this week. That includes a number of locals of the Canadian Union of Public Employees, in fact, all of the locals. All of the QP locals that you will find listed under the sponsors for the conference have contributed, and that includes QP 3903, which, as you know, currently has picket lines up and is shutting down York University. The conference organizers would also like to thank for their financial support the Center for Social Justice and the Cecil Ross Society. And then, of course, we must thank the many people who volunteered to help facilitate with the workshops both this morning and this afternoon. Many of them were folks that we contacted with very little notice who, because of their interest in and excitement for this project of Rebuilding the Left, volunteered on very, very short notice, and we really greatly appreciate their efforts. Now, our closing plenary, we're going to hear four speakers. First, I'm going to introduce to you Deborah Bourque. Deborah is a vice president with the Canadian Union of Postal Workers. As many of you in the room will know, the CUPW has played a pioneering role in a whole series of labor struggles over the last 35 years or so in this country, beginning in 1965 with illegal wildcat strikes, which actually brought mass unionization to the public sector, continuing through some very militant and bitter strikes in the 70s and 80s, including a landmark strike whose central issue was paid maternity leave. And, of course, CUPW has been very much in the forefront of those unions that have stood side by side and supported the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty in recent years. So with no further ado, Deborah.
First of all, I want to thank the organizers of what I think is a very exciting and very important conference. On our way down here, I came in from Ottawa, and I was thinking this conference has the potential to be either really, really bad or really, really good. And I think it's been really, really good. I certainly found the discussions in the workshops really exciting, and I think there's a lot of excitement in this room, and it's a real privilege to be asked to be part of what hopefully is the beginning of a really important process. I've been asked to sort of situate where my politics came from, which I think is always useful, and will explain some of the thoughts that I have around building some kind of a structured movement. I grew up in a working-class family, but that's not where my politics came from. I really grew up in the Canadian Union of Postal Workers. I started working in the post office when I was 19 years old, and a very politically undeveloped 19 years old. But my socialist and my feminist politics came from my union. And that's largely because my union talks to members about class politics, and we talk about left politics, and we do that in just about everything we do. We do it in our education process. We talk about class when we negotiate. We talk about class politics with our members in all kinds of different forums. And that's one of the reasons that I see trade unions as a primary vehicle for social change in this country. And I don't say that out of arrogance, because I know that the labor movement brings a lot of baggage to some of the movements that we are involved in. But I think we bring something very important to movements. Organized labor is, I think, the largest mass movement that we have in this country today. We have resources, we have communication networks, we have structures, we're on the ground in literally every community across the country. And most importantly, we have the ability to withdraw our labor. And when we do that, we challenge capital very directly when we do that. And as I said, it's not that labor doesn't come with our own baggage, but I can't envision a strong, united social movement that really does challenge capital that doesn't include organized labor. And in some ways, involving organized labor in a strong social movement has its own challenges. And in many ways, I think we set up our own barriers. For example, the debate within the labor movement around the NDP. Whenever we talk about organizing, whenever we talk about mobilizing, we get into that debate. And I'm hoping that we can leave that debate behind, because I believe it's holding us back. And I like what Sam had to say Friday night. I like what Sam had to say Friday night when he said that, yes, activists will continue to be part of political organizations and political parties and will continue to do that work. But if we can all come together as part of a broader movement, then we will really be able to move forward. Certainly, trade unions have a real interest in being involved in social movements. A strong, united social movement is bound to push individual union politics to the left. It's bound to sensitize individual union members about politics. And a strong social movement will help us protect workers' rights. If we had a strong social movement in place, we wouldn't see the attacks on collective bargaining. We wouldn't see the attacks on workers' rights that we're seeing today. So it certainly is in labor's interest to be part of this in a big way. So how would I see a structured movement looking? Again, I come from the starting point that labor is essential to a strong social movement that truly challenges capitalism in the workplaces and in our communities. If we're to build, if we're to build an anti-capitalist movement that includes people outside this room, then we really have to change the way that we organize and the way that we work. And this is a collective criticism. This certainly isn't a criticism of the organizers of this conference, but we really do have to change the way that we organize. And this might sound weird from someone who's making a speech, but I think one of the first things we have to do is stop making speeches, and we have to start... We have to start having instead debates and dialogues and discussions. We also have to build a movement that makes space for different types of strategies. And I'm getting really tired of folks in direct action groups looking down their noses at people that resist in other ways. And I'm getting really, really tired of some of the leadership in the labor movement looking down their noses at people that see direct action as a really important and essential bit of any a piece of the resistance. That people that see resistance... People that see resistance as being more than simply organizing demos and listening to the same predictable speeches from the same predictable people. And, I mean, I say that with all due respect to the people that struggle within the labor movement, but we have to learn. We have to learn from young people, we have to learn from the direct action people, and we have to make space in our movement for those different kinds of strategies. I get really tired of seeing movements tear themselves apart because of disagreements, not over politics or not over principle or ideology, but we tear ourselves apart over difference, over tactics and strategies. I think that's part of the whole business around the NDP, because I see electoral politics as just another tactic or strategy. The labor movement should understand direct action more, because that's what we do. Every time we take job action and get in our employers' faces, we're engaging in direct action. And we do that as part of negotiating to achieve our demands. And I think it's really important that we talk about our demands in this forum, because I think we need to stop talking about them. We need to stop talking so much about the bad guys and capitalists and how evil they are, and we need to start talking about us. We need to talk about us and the kind of society that we want to live in, and the kinds of demands that we would structure. Achievable demands, demands that we can mobilize our membership around, demands that we can mobilize in the communities around, and demands that really do challenge capital directly. We need to formulate demands that we can mobilize around in the workplace as well as in our communities, that workers who are in unions and those who aren't in unions can mobilize around. The movement, it's absolutely essential that the movement engages the working class. And it's really important that we have progressive, that we have left academics involved, that we have other left activists. But if we don't engage the working class in this struggle, then we'll never move forward the way that we want to move forward. Finally, a movement has to include an anti-racist, anti-sexist, anti-homophobic analysis in all the work that we do. And part of that is that we work together with other diverse groups in struggle, but we always have to look at the work that we're doing and make sure that it does include that analysis. I think, finally, we have to stop pretending that we can defeat capitalism and transform society by simply voting. And I know that electoral politics, of course, they matter. But there's that saying that I always remember, especially during federal elections, if voting mattered, it would likely be illegal, right? So, yes, electoral politics matter. You know, who's in power in the government affects the legislation, that affects our working lives, our day-to-day lives, our economic situation. But can you imagine if we put all the money and all the energy and all the resources that we put into federal and provincial and municipal elections, if we put those resources and energy into building a strong, structured social movement, imagine this, you know, where we'd be. We wouldn't need to worry about who was in power, because we would control the agenda, because we would be that strong and that united. Now, I think in terms of how structured the structured movement has to be, I just think that's an ongoing discussion. And certainly in the workshop that I was in, there was a whole wide range of what people saw as a structure or the type of structure that we should look at. And I think that's a little premature in some ways, but of course could be convinced. But whatever we do, whatever kind of structure we decide on, whatever does or does come out of this particular meeting, I think that this weekend has helped us move forward. I feel like we're moving forward, and I think that, you know, we have to continue having the discussions that we've had here this weekend. And we need to move on to action, because any social movement that isn't rooted in activism and actions isn't going to engage people and isn't going to help us transform society into what we really think is important for working people. Thank you.